The Department of Finance has this lunchtime published its Tax Strategy Group papers, setting out the options for the government ahead of next month's budget. One area under close scrutiny is income tax bans and the possibility of a third rate to benefit middle-income earners. In a moment, we'll hear from our economics correspondent, Robert Short. But first, in the past hour, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has been speaking to reporters about these tax proposals.
It's important to emphasise that the government hasn't decided to do anything at all contained in the tax strategy papers. They are just options for government to consider between now and budget day. And there are lots of options to consider. The possibility of a 13% tax rate, a middle tax rate for middle-income people, is under consideration. The papers today set out how about 1 million workers would benefit from that and what the potential costs would be. But I think the most important thing to emphasise in relation to the budget, which is now only just over a month away, is that it will contain a substantial income tax package that will reduce income tax for low-income workers, for middle-income workers and higher-income workers, but a particular emphasis on middle-income workers. And the exact detail as to how that's achieved has to be worked out between now and budget day, but what is absolutely agreed is the principle that we will see a very substantial income tax reduction package in the budget.
The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar speaking a little while ago. Well, let's talk, as I say, to our economics correspondent, Robert Short, who's been looking at these tax strategy group papers which have been released. It's traditionally, they do come out ahead of the budget. Robert, what are they saying in relation, particularly to this suggestion that's been floated, and Leo Varadkar is one of those who's apparently backing it, for a third middle tax band for income taxpayers?
So what they say about that is that the entry point to the higher rate here, which is 40%, is low by international standards. In other words, you go onto the higher rate when you earn over €36,800. That's what it is at the moment. And that in order to make Ireland's tax system more competitive and to benefit middle income earners, if that was broadened a bit by introducing a third rate of tax, if you like, a bridge between the standard rate of 20% and the higher rate of 40%, that would help. So the rate that they're looking at is 30%, and the options being explored in the Tax Strategy Group paper on income tax is that the 30% would kick in where the higher rate now kicks in at 36,800, and then would go to 41,800, in other words, about 5,000 euro there. And then another option to expand that further to 46,800. Now, when you take the first option there, that would cost just over €500 million in a full year and would benefit an individual single taxpayer to the tune of about €500 a year. Now, that's just a little bit above what the increase of €1,500 in the standard rate band would benefit a single income taxpayer, and a little bit less than a €2,200 increase in the standard rate band. The big difference here is that if you increase the bands, you will benefit, according to the Tax Strategy Group papers, 2/3 of income taxpayers. Mm-hmm. But if you go for the option of the 30% new rate, you're only going to benefit 35% of taxpayers, most of them obviously middle income earners. It also makes the point that you would have to bring in, on fairness grounds, supplementary measures which would cost more again for people on lower incomes. And they also make, I suppose, not an inconsiderable point, but you know, this happens anytime there's a big change. It would necessitate a big change to revenue systems, which have basically been operating the system that we live under now since the early 1990s. But they are looking at it, and they look at some of the options there. I suppose just generally on the whole question of income tax, just over €1 billion is set aside in the summer economic statement for tax relief measures. When you actually start to measure and quantify, as they do in the Tax Strategy Group papers, how much the various measures will cost, you know, it's not actually that much. Mm-hmm. So if you were to do what they did last year, which was to increase the standard rate tax band by €1,500, benefiting someone by maybe €8 a week, that would use up half of the allocated €1 billion in a full year. So that gives you a sense of, you know, the restrictions that we're operating here.
But this question of indexation has a particular particular urgency for budget 2022 because of the rate of inflation and the fact that people will, well, they hope, I presume, those in work, be getting some pay increases to offset that.
So the central bank said in July that they had expected that the effects of inflation will be felt in what's already a tight labour market. We're looking at, you know, practically full employment now. They expect wages to go up by 6.6%. on average next year, with big differences right across sectors. People working in high tech may be earning up to 20% more, and people in other sectors a lot less than that. So, you know, it makes it tricky to kind of match that with indexation if you're matching it to income increases in wages. When it comes to increases in prices, which is inflation, one of the areas that will be very closely watched is social welfare. So will social welfare rates keep pace with inflation? So we're seeing inflation now, and we've got inflation figures for July coming out tomorrow, you know, touching, you know, getting very close to 10%. And there's quite a significant increase in social welfare rates being examined in the social welfare paper. I've just briefly read through it, but they're examining the possibility of a 15 euro weekly rate increase for all weekly social welfare payments. Now, that would be three times the increase that was given in the budget last year, and it would cost just over €1 billion, a very significant amount, and obviously, you know, a very significant inflation problem at the moment to deal with.
Thanks for that, Robert. No doubt more between now and budget day.